This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 5, 2022. It'll be mostly cloudy today with highs near 80. Marblehead celebrated the 4th of July on Monday with their Horribles parade and fireworks. The harbor illumination was visible from Fort Sewell, Chandler Hovey Park, and Crocker Park. City of Peabody celebrated the 4th with special ward events in each of the city's six wards. One of the features was ice cream donated by Treadwell's Ice Cream and owner Tom Gould. And the city of Lynn celebrated the 4th of July Monday with neighborhood-centered events. The city's fireworks celebration was Sunday evening off Red Rock Park. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO News Sports. The Red Sox beat Tampa Bay Monday 4-0. Their Fenway Park series will continue tonight at 7:10. The North Shore Navigators fell to the Newport Gulls 7-6 in 11 innings last night. The Navs return home Wednesday night at Fraser Field to host Ocean State at 6:30 p.m. Well, the Northeastern Conference most valuable pitcher in baseball this year is Danvers left-hander Joey Zamantis. Now, he broke a 14-year-old Danvers record for strikeouts by fanning 109 batters this season. That's second all-time in the area among left-handers and was the first 100-plus strikeout season for any local pitcher in 8 years. He was also named the Salem News Baseball Player of the Year just last week. And for another year, Joey Chestnut has captured Nathan's Coney Island's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.